Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you enjoyed the weekend. This week we return to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, and we will learn about the salvation from sin, which God graciously and generously provides to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Many of you listening have embraced Christ as your Savior. Some of you have yet to do that, and my sincere desire and prayer is that you will soon see how offensive your sin is to Holy God, and that you will receive Christ, who sets us free from the very sin that offends God. In order to acknowledge your need for the Savior, you must first acknowledge that by breaking God's law, His law clearly set forth both in the Bible and in your conscience, God's law written on your heart. By breaking the law of God, you are a sinner. Our sin separates us from God because God has no sin. He is perfect. He is holy. He is righteous. This separation from God is very problematic, but there is great hope for you. While there is still time in your life, Jesus offers Himself to you, and looking upon you with great compassion, He says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." And by rest, He means rest from your sin. He will carry your heavy burden of sin so that you no longer have to. If you ask Him, He will forgive you fully, completely, and thoroughly. You know that sin you think is so bad, even God cannot forgive it? You are wrong about that. There is not one of God's laws that you have broken that He will not pardon if you will receive Christ's invitation and respond, "Yes." I pray that indeed Jesus will be your rest, that He is your Savior. As we get cooking in this new week of fresh radio broadcast and internet podcasts, I would like us to turn our attention to a verse in the Psalms. I'm thinking of Psalm chapter 25 and verse 5. Let's join with the psalmist in prayer. Psalm 25:5 says, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day." This is a verse in three parts. First, we pray that God will lead us in His truth. The Bible is truth. Every word of the Bible is truth, God's truth. And note that first word, lead. This is what we need. We require the Lord Himself to lead us in His truth. Well, let's pray that God will lead us into His truth this week. We're going to hear a lot of lies this week in the culture around us. Do you watch television? Listen to the radio? Are you online scrolling through your social media accounts on that there phone of yours? Anyone old school and still reading the printed newspaper? You know what you're going to get? A lot of lies. But not here, friends. Here in the Holy Scripture, you and I will read truth. Thank God for His truth. And in this first part of the verse, the psalmist says, "Teach me." Well, who is the real teacher here on God Is? It is not me. Our master teacher is Jesus Christ, and He speaks to us through the written word by the power of the Holy Spirit. I know how limited my ability is. I am a man of very low and insignificant ability. My inability is quite strong. Apart from Christ, I can do nothing, literally nothing. So point your eyes and ears to Christ and listen as He applies the Scripture to all of our lives. As the psalmist prayed, "Teach me." The second, the psalmist says, "You are the God of my salvation." This is where we left off on Friday, and this is where we are headed this week that's ahead. We are fond of talking about our search for God. We have got it backwards. In the Bible, it is always God's search for people. God is the one who pursues us. God is still on the move, taking the initiative with us. He sends us our Savior Jesus. And so let us thank the God of our salvation for his great gift to us. If you would, turn your heart with me away from this world and all that it purports to offer, and cast your heart and soul on the God of our salvation. Pray that you and your fellow listeners will have eyes to see the salvation that God offers right from the very beginning here in Genesis. Let's use these few introductory moments to prepare ourselves for a real gem we are going to unearth this week on God Is. Ask the Lord to give us an attentive ear, eyes to see, and minds to comprehend what he has in store for us. Pray this one verse of Scripture will be transformational for you and for all who hear this. And then third, the psalmist says, "For you I wait all the day." I love this, and I think it is beautiful. Beautiful and often hard. Christians, we wait on the Lord. Right now we are walking by faith and not by sight, but we carry on through another day and another night, keeping our eyes peeled on the clouds, waiting, looking eagerly for the Lord Jesus Christ to take us to the place he has prepared for us. If it were not so, he would not have told us. To you I say, let's wait together then. It is always a joy to wait with a friend. Waiting is never easy, especially for the impatient among us. But how about we sit down together at this time on this station and via this here podcast, and while we wait, we encourage one another. While we wait for the Lord, we invite him to lead us into his truth and to teach us. And we give thanks that he is the God of our salvation. Psalm 25:5 says, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day." Join me now in prayer. Dear Father God, thank you for this time we have together. This is the day you have made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. At the start of the week, we commit ourselves to you. Please, we genuinely ask, lead us into your truth and teach us. You are the God of our salvation, and for you we wait all the day. I pray this will be the week for someone listening to be saved from their sin, because you reveal to this man, to this woman, Jesus. I pray this will be the week every believer within the sound of my voice will grow into maturity in Christ. Please lead me, Lord. I am weak. I am not able to do this on my own strength or willpower. I need you. I need you every hour. Jesus, apart from you, I can do nothing. And I acknowledge how true this is. So help me. I pray my friends here will uphold me in their prayers and that you will answer them. Your word is truth. As we wait for you, teach us. Show us in this verse that you are the God of our salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is good that we dedicate ourselves to God. And now let's hear from him in this third chapter of Genesis at verse 15. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." Let me remind you, this is the second verse in which God curses the serpent who tempted Eve to eat of the fruit of the one tree in the garden of which she and her husband Adam were not to eat. Verses 14 through 19 of this chapter hold God's judgment against the serpent, Eve, and Adam, and we are going to look at each one. Last week we established that here at verse 15, God has in mind Satan. Satan has infiltrated the serpent, and it was Satan's voice that spoke to Eve. Now Satan must face his punishment, divine justice. As a further reminder, last Thursday and Friday, I shared three insights. First, God is in charge here. The opening pronoun, I, stands out to us. God says, "and I." It is crystal clear that for not even one millisecond does God lose control of the garden he has made, nor of the woman, the man, and the serpent, the devil. God remains firmly in charge. Second, we saw that the you is Satan and the woman is Eve. God says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman." God puts enmity, hostility, hatred between Satan and Eve. And third, we learned that God takes the initiative to save the man and the woman from Satan. The devil is the real enemy of Adam and Eve. God is their friend come to save them. This is what God does. Listen to three more scriptures as we get our feet wet on a Monday. Romans 3 verse 11 says, "There is none who understands, there is none who seeks for God." Adam and Eve did not seek for God, and as they did not, so we do not. We do not seek for God, but God, through Christ, seeks for us. Listen to Jesus again in John chapter 15 and verse 16. John 15, 16. "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Starting tomorrow, we will see how Christ began his pursuit of people all the way back in Genesis 3. This same truth is said in a bit of a different way by the Apostle John in his letter of 1 John very near the end of the New Testament. 1 John 4 verse 19 says, "We love because he first loved us." Why do we love God? We love God because he first loved us. Adam and Eve were not seeking God, but God was seeking them. They did not choose him, but he chose them. And later, they would love God again because God first loved them. The same is true of us. Reading these scriptures again on your own will prepare you for tomorrow. Romans 3, 11, John 15, 16, and 1 John 4, 19. So read those over and join me again tomorrow as we continue to discover together who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.